Jonathan, my wife Ging there, and Kai, Ellie, and we have a son named Jonathan JB. We're from the Philippines. Well, thank you, Doc, for receiving us. Thank you, church. You spoiled us so much. Accommodation, the food. Thank you for Brother Kyle and Sister Tin helping us to be here. Actually, it's our first time to travel by land, by the border. Yeah, I'm not confident in traveling in the border, actually. Well, but I thank the Lord for Missionary West, Pastor West, helping us get through. And thank you, church. It's your heart for mission is tremendous. It's been hearing you a lot. Your testimonies has gone through all over. And I appreciate your love for us. Well, let me call my two daughters to give us a special. Thank you. Thank you, Doc.
Cuando el camino es difícil y nos cuesta más seguir, cuando veo que no puedo y empiezo a fallar, cuando las cargas pesaban tanto que no podía más, sentí los brazos de mi Dios y Él me decía, fía en mí. Cuando sientas que vas hacia abajo, agárrate de mí, fía en mí. Cuando empiezas a temer, cuando sientas que estás solo, puedes confiar en mí. When the road ahead seems rugged and the path is getting steep, I feel that I can't make it, and my heart begins to weep. Then I turn to see who's coming to join me in the way. And I see that it's my Savior, and I hear Him gently say, lean on me. When you have no strength to stand, when you feel you're going under, tighter to my hand, lean on me. Lean on when your heart begins to fear, when you've come to the place that I'm all you have, then you'll find I'm all you need. Lean on me. Lean on when you have no strength to stand, when you feel you're going under, hold tighter to my hand. Come to the place that I'm all you have, then you'll find I'm all you need. When you've come to the place that I'm all you have, then you'll find I'm all you need. pronto é de falhar, mas tu amor nunca me faltará. Oh, gran amor que ahora vive en mí, Señor, ¿quién soy para acercarme a ti? Tu tierna voz puedo sentir, tu gran amor llevándome hacia ti. Descanso en tus brazos, mi Señor, en el fiel y buen pastor. Mi vida pongo en ti, en ti. Tu gracia sé que nunca me faltará, y mi vida guardarás. En ti puedo confiar. Oh, gran amor,
oh, gran amor, gran amor,
oh, gran amor,
oh, gran amor, gran amor,
oh, wondrous love that sings of Calvary, the sweetest sound this sinner's ever known, the song of your redeeming Son, whose wondrous love will never let me go. I'm resting arms in the ever faithful heart, the shepherd of my life. You'll carry me on your mighty wings of grace, keeping me until the day I look into your eyes. Oh, wondrous love that rushes over me, I can't escape this river's glorious flow. You overwhelm my days with good, your wondrous love will never let me go.
Missions is all about love, yeah, grace, and faith. Allow me to remind you something. As my pastor always said, if it's new, it's not true. And if it's true, it's not new. For 64 years. Congratulations. 64 years of partnering in the gospel. I believe missions is nothing new to you. It's already deeply rooted in your heart. You were teaching and leading missions long before I even existed in this world. I praise God for the legacy of Dr. Joe West, Pastor Larry, Dr. Riggs and his family. It's a blessing to meet missionary David West there in Mexico 4 years ago. He invited me to his house. I don't know also that he will invite me to the ranchos. But may help it to remind you that I know you know this, when in faith promise, when we increase our faith promise for mission from last year, we are voting to reach more souls for Christ. When we maintain our faith promise for mission the same as last year, we are voting not to reach any more souls, even hearing the gospel. When we give up or stop doing our faith promise for missions, we are basically voting people to go to hell without hearing the gospel. John Wesley said, "The question is not how much of money will I give it to God." Again, the question, John Wesley said, question is not how much of my money will I give it to God, but how much of God's money will I keep it for myself? Sometimes we keep everything to ourselves and give little to God. Remember that He is owner, He's the owner of everything. Mahatma Gandhi said, "Live simply that others may simply live." Well, living simply is not taking away your cars, your homes. Well, you know what I'm trying to say. Every single dollar that you give it to Missionary West, it's not a waste. Believe you me, I've been with him in the ranchos. Thank you for sending him in Mexico. I have a body. I have a lot of trials to learn, but praise God, we can do mission. Well, it's not yet the message. Shall we open our Bibles in the book of Marcos? If you could stand, let's read these verses, beginning from verse 35. Mark chapter 4, beginning from verse 35 to 41. Thank you, Doc, for allowing me to be here. So you're all a blessing. Mark chapter 4, beginning from verse 35 to 41. Let's read all together. Are you there? Please say amen. Mark 4, verse 35, let's all read together, begin. "In the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind in the sea obey him?" Tonight, today, we're going to talk about, let us pass over onto the other side. On the other side. Here itself, in verse 35, the Bible says, "And the same day, when the even was come, he said unto the disciples, Let us pass over onto the other side." Our title of our message tonight, today, let us pass over onto the other side. Father in heaven, thank you so much for blessed day. Thank you for messages after messages. Thank you for Pastor Riggs, his wife Christy, and his in this church town is. Thank you for how he used them mightily for mission. It's a blessing to know Pastor Matthews, Pastor Cobb here, and Pastor White. Bless them, bless their ministry. Help me, Lord. Use me. I am nothing without you. God, the Holy Spirit, work in our hearts, meets our needs. We love you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you. Be seated, please. Well, pardon me if I will speak Spanish. It's good that Missionary West is here. He could tell me speaking Spanish because I'm accustomed to speaking Spanish by the grace of God. Moment with Jesus. Jesus was on a mission, and this chapter shows Jesus overcoming temptation. Beginning his mission, calling his first disciples and demonstrating his power through miracles, and he is still in the work of saving people, even one soul. We can see here in chapter 5 and verse 2, the Bible says, Mark chapter 5 verse 2, and when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with unclean spirit. Other side of your camp, other side of your field. May I ask you, where is your other side? Where is your mission? Where is your field? Maybe on the other street, maybe on the other house, your neighbor, maybe in your work, to your boss, maybe in your patient, to your student that needs to hear about Jesus. Amen. On the other side, maybe on the other highway, maybe on the other provinces. Maybe your health is deteriorating. Go to the best physician named Jesus. Go to the other side. Lift up your heart to Jesus. Bring your prayers to him. Maybe you're afraid of your future. Go to Jesus. Well, if you are not sure of heaven when you die, accept him today. Step out in faith and go to the other side. Maybe you want to be a missionary. Maybe you want to be a pastor, a church worker, Sunday school teacher. Step out, maybe on the other countries. Cross to the other side and share the message of Jesus Christ. Let's step out of our comfort zone. Even us in the Philippines, we are praying also for a missionary. Is there anyone? Please pray for us. Other side, literally means another place or another area. Going to the other side simply means elevating our faith, doing the impossible things that God can make possible. In other words, stepping out in faith. Areas in our lives that need to be elevated, especially our faith in God, especially in the area of surrendering, going, giving. Faith is the foundation of missions. Yes, there will be problems, there will be trials, worry, storm, and we will learn that today, tonight. But Jesus goes to the other side looking for even one soul. Jesus is still in the business of saving people. Amen. Let me tell you, nothing is impossible with God. But let's look on the promise of God here in every storm. Here in Mark chapter 4, verse 35, we see here in the story a very familiar story, an amazing miracle. It is mentioned also in several other gospels, in Matthew chapter 8 and even Luke chapter 8. Wow. 67, 68 years of existence. Church, I don't know how many times you read this story. I don't know how many passages of the scriptures preached here in this pulpit about missions, about lost soul. But here in our story, an amazing miracle we could see here. And take note that all people face storms sometime in life. Storms come even in God's presence. Storms are part of the Christian life. Jesus knows all storms that come into our lives before even they happen, before they come. Brother, I don't know what is the condition of your life. Well, I thank God that I could know Brother Mike. I learned that his heart, I'm sorry to say that, functioned not even 50%, right? There are problems, there are sickness, there are trials along the way, there are trials in the mission field, much trials. Well, there will be times in all of our lives when storms set in, the winds of adversity will blow and the waves of testing will crash in on us when we are reminded that faith not tested cannot be trusted. Faith that not tested is not faith. Storms are uncomfortable, frustrating, and exhausting times like the many problems the world is facing, but when we find ourselves in the middle of one, we should pay attention. These are often times God reserves for teaching His greatest lesson. When storm or trials come, either it refines us or it reveals us what inside. The storm was not intended to beat us, but it was intended to build us. But three things I want to share to you. Number one, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here in verse 39, the Bible says, verse 39 and verse 40, Mark chapter 4, verse 39. And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Look at this, not only calm, but great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Two messages. The Lord Jesus Christ shared to this disciple. What we could see here, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus slept during the storm because he recognized his authority, his power over the storm. There is power in his person. His personality, his attributes. Every time we experience storms in life or problems, we tend to worry and do something on our own. But this is something in the middle of the storm. Let God do his work and let's rely on him. I thank God that in the middle of the storm, God is always in control. And look at here in verse 38. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Look at the presence of the pillow. May I remind you, brethren, there is comfort in the middle of the storm if we rely on him. There's power in his person. There's power in his performance. He rebuked the wind. There's no storm that God cannot rebuke. There is no wind that God cannot stop. Only God can rebuke the storm and stop the wind. This is very personal to me, to us Filipinos. Last week, 3 earthquakes sat in the south part. Well, I mentioned this morning that every year we experience 20 storms, pass all, 20 earthquakes, volcanic eruption, name it. And people every year died in the Philippines that need the Lord Jesus Christ. But here, he had no fear because he knew his capacity. He was very much aware of the authority that he had over the situation. We cannot calm the seas, but our Father can. We cannot calm the waves, but our Heavenly Father can. We cannot make the storm disappear, but we know a man who can, Jesus Christ. The authority we have through prayer and as a child of God is great. Nothing can touch us without His permission. Nothing can hurt us without His approval. Our Lord and Master is the Lord and Master of the storm, of the seas, and of the waves. We can sleep through the storm because our Father is on duty. He is in control. Let's share the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Oh, week after week, Missionary West invited me to the ranchos. Ranchos, you know what is ranchos, right? Rural areas, desert place, many cactuses. When we visit one ranchos, sometimes 4 or 5 houses. And sometimes there's no people there, they are working somewhere. And sometimes there are big ranchos. We don't knock, hola, buenos dias, buenas tardes, sometimes. Or we give trucks. We give John and Romans. Where's my truck? I gave it already. But sometimes we encounter, in a rancho, a lady, and she said, if you don't believe of Maria Guadalupe, we have nothing to talk about. It always hurts us. Could you imagine when you have problem in your tooth, you go to the dentist, right? Not on the mother of the dentist. We always struggle. Sometimes wake up early in the morning, eat our breakfast in the road, on the road, going back to our home, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, it depends on the traffic. Not even one soul get accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we're discouraged. I've seen a lot of time, Missionary West, we're discouraged, go back home. We're discouraged together. But God is reminding us that is God's work. That's our work. Our duty is to share the gospel. Would you go with us? You pray for us. The authority we have through prayer and as a child of God is great. Psalms chapter 89, verse 8. The Bible says in Psalms, please help me open your Bibles, accompany me. In Psalms chapter 89, verse 8 and 9, the Bible says, Psalm 89, verse 8 and 9, the Bible says, O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord, like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about me, thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Proverbs 29:25, the Bible says in Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man bringeth snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number 2. My time is running out. Verse 40 and 41, the Bible says, Mark chapter 4, let's go back to our text. The Bible says, verse 40, and he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind of the sea obey him? Number 2, the purpose of the storm. Whether you like it or not, whether we like it or not, there is purpose in the storm. So what can we learn from the storm, these problems, these trials in life? Remember that the storm will come whether we like it or not, because God has a purpose. And sometimes we may question God, I don't know why I'm going to this situation, to this problem, to these health issues, to this loneliness. May I remind you that the purpose of the storm is to instruct us. There is an instruction from His Word. That's why we need to read His Word daily. It's time to get stronger. Why are we fearful? Why we don't have faith? And Jesus used that moment as a teaching time. Our pain can become His place of teaching. The instruction or the purpose is to increase our faith. May I remind you, brethren, year after year, conference after conference, as Pastor mentioned, it's supposed to get high, to increase. I don't know how many times you have heard of that here in this pulpit. 64 years! And maybe you said, oh, I'm tired of listening on that. But this is what the Word of God says to you and me. Let's go to the other side. Let's elevate our faith. Let's increase our faith. James 1, 2, the Bible says, James 1 and 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. I hope that our prayer when the storm comes is that, can I learn the purpose fast? Lord, help me learn fast. And sometimes we throw towel and Lord, I give up. May I remind you that God has a purpose in every storm of life, comes into our life. God is teaching something. Let us prepare and cooperate. He wants our prayer to be more fervent. He wants our love for Him to be greater. He wants our witness for Him to be more efficient. He wants us to grow and give more. Yes, He will remove the trial, but He wants to improve us in the trial, to instruct us, to inspire us. The purpose is to inspire us. You may say your trial is not inspire you, but the moment you see God work on it, that's something different. You can see here in verse 41 of our text, Mark chapter 4, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Wow. Look at the nature obeyed our Lord Jesus Christ. Only us Christians, sometimes it's, we are hard-headed. Are we allowing God to work on us? At the moment we give up everything and depend upon Him, that's the time God will work. The power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The purpose of the storm. Number three and the last. Number three, let's go back to our text. Verse 35, the Bible says, and the same day, Mark chapter 4, verse 35, when the even was come, He said unto them, what He says? Let us pass over unto the other side. This word came from the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship, and there were also with Him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him and say unto them, to Him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Number three, the proving of the disciples. The power, the purpose, the proving of the disciples. I understand that all disciples are Christians. But not all Christians are disciples. All disciples are Christians, but not all Christians are disciples or students of the Lord Jesus Christ. There was no problem with Jesus sleeping. The problem was that the Lord wanted to test the disciples, their faith, and prove them. Did you know that their greatest trial was not the storm, but they themselves? The greatest problem in our trials that have many times is not the trials, but ourselves. Our faith that believes that there's no accident with God, everything that happens is for a purpose. It's not accident that we are now celebrating 64 years partnering the gospel to every world. This place is not only a design here for our church. It is every soul that has a man of God that shared the gospel. And look on verse 35. Quickly. In the same day when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. It is Jesus' words. Pass on to the other side. When he said he will fulfill, it is going to happen, and he will provide. He will provide. Imagine, brethren, we are on a big ship. We are on a big boat. And the pastor challenges us not only to increase our faith promise, but also our faith. We'll be like the disciple who said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Will we respond with a doubt and complain, or we will trust him completely? The problem of this disciple is that they forgot the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here, he said, let us pass over unto the other side. We forgot sometimes the promise of God in our lives. I don't know about you, but sometimes problems come. We forget everything that we're supposed to remember. It is human nature sometimes to be filled with anxiety in the moment that the storms come in times like this. But remember his word, his promise. Hebrews 13:5, the Bible says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he saith, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Brethren, may I remind you, when you put your faith promise, God will always provide. He always wants to check our heart. Him. God has promised us that when the storms come in life, he's going to get us to the other side. He will allow us to overcome, to pass the problem. Not only they forgot the promise of God, they forgot the presence of Jesus Christ on the boat. Jesus is with them. Do you think he will allow their boat to sink? Master, carest thou not that we perish? It's an insulting words. And many times we are like that. We insult God. I remember verse 36. Let's go to our text. In verse 36, the Bible says, And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him, but the Bible says, other little ships. Wow. If the boat of the disciples, when the storm hit them, experienced much trouble, how much these little ships following them? How much this little sheep obeying the Lord? We never see they complain. If the storm and wind and waves hit their ship so hard that they were afraid, how much more would these small little ships be affected? Brethren, may I remind you, there are many people, their experience is worse than us, but they continue to follow, they continue to obey, they are faithful, they continue to sacrifice. These people in the little ships, their situation is more worse than the disciples. Who are these little ships in our lives? Maybe our families. Maybe our loved ones. Maybe our disciple. Weak in faith. They look on us. And when we throw the towel, these little ships, they are very much affected. Don't give up, brethren. Don't give up, church. God is with us. Let us pass over unto the other side of faith. The problem of the disciples was that they forgot that Jesus was on board. If you are saved today, He is in our heart. He is in our family. He is in our church. And when the storm comes, He will gonna stop us. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. He really does care. Last verse, Psalms 55. Psalms 55 verse 22. Psalms 55 verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Yeah, that's right. Brethren, what is your problem? Only money? Health issues? Relationship? Let's go to our Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, let us pass over unto the other side. I hope this message will encourage us, brethren, to give us more. And let us pass over unto the other side. Let's go to the other side. Let's go to the other side. Shall we pray? Pastor, please come.
Head bowed and every eye closed. What a powerful message. Thank you, my brother. Powerful message. We've got to always be reminded that faith is that place where the power of God is displayed. But it's also that place that we often dread to go. And often the lack of faith keeps us from ever seeing that place of God's great power, God's great provision, God's great protection. And often the storms are sent in our life. And often that's where we wonder where the Lord is, but His presence can be felt. And if we believe, His power can be seen. There's no doubt about it when we're dealing with missions. It's a place of faith. It's a place to go to missions. Place of faith. And no telling how many Christians through the years have sat in the pews or in the chairs during sermons about missions and have felt that tug in their heart to go to that place of faith. But then the sight of storms and storm clouds and the sound of thunder and the appearance of lightning maybe has kept them from going. But for those who ended up going to that place of faith, they tell stories and great tales of God's deliverance, of where they didn't know where their next meal was coming from or their next dollar. Or maybe they stood in the face of people trying to harm them and God's great hand delivered them. And we sit in churches like ours during missions conferences. We hear those stories. And we say, wow, wouldn't it be great to see the power of God like that? And my friend, you can see it, but it's only found in the place of faith. But you got to go there. You got to go there. In the midst of the storms is where God's great hand can be seen in your life. Often, sitting in a missions conference, that place of faith is the challenge to give. You're looking at your budget and you're saying, man, we're barely making it as it is, and so many wants and needs that we have. Every penny counts, and I'm aware of that. I watch the news. I live in this country. I see the cost of things and the mess that often is American politics. But we're in a place of faith. And the question is, staring at the storm clouds of your finances, do you think you can go forward and say, God, I'm going to trust your providing, protecting hand? Because I know when I go to the other side under your command, I'm going to be in your presence. I'm going to be with you. You're going to be with me. And when I need you most, you're going to say, peace, be still. What a great message tonight. I wonder if it spoke to you. I wonder if you heard it. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to stand, and when I do, the altars are going to be open. Maybe in your life, maybe it has more than just an application of missions. Maybe you're in a place of faith in your life where you're staring at what's coming. And you're being tossed to and fro by the clouds and the storms. And maybe your faith is getting shaken in that storm. Hold on. Believe. Stay faithful. Jesus hadn't gone anywhere. And you're going to see his great hand at work at some point. And maybe tonight you want to come to an altar and say, God, I'm in a storm in my life. And I need your powerful hand. And when I give you a chance in a moment, why don't you come to an altar and talk to Jesus about it? Dear Father, we've heard a very, very powerful message tonight. We're grateful for it. We needed it. We heard a great message this morning dealing with giving. Lord, those are topics that only the brave dare to tread. Only the men that walk with God and obey the will of God and the command of God are daring in many churches to preach on those topics. And yet you've sent us two men to challenge our faith in these areas. And Lord, I pray that our people are listening and heeding these lessons, applying it to their life. And I pray that we will step up as a church in this seventh inning stretch, knowing that you're coming soon, that the game is going to end soon. The clock is ticking down. The innings are winding down. Let us be a church that stands in the evil day. Let us be a church that overcomes. When others step back, let us step up. Let us dare to be Daniels and Davids in these modern times. Let us lead the charge, the tip of the spear, to try to reach the people on the other side where you've told us to go. Hear the prayers of your children now. We ask this in Jesus' name.